Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of Scripture. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. I have young granddaughters, and one thing I especially love about them is their enthusiasm for life. A get-together with the cousins, a day at the lake, or a birthday party will be eagerly declared to be the best day ever. We have had many best days. What for you is the best day ever? Is it hard to pick just one? If you ask the important Ethiopian official, he would not hesitate. The best day ever was the day God sent Philip to him on the desert road. On that day, God opened up his word to this man. On that day, God applied his sacrament of baptism to this man. That day was a day of salvation brought about by the power of God using the means he has given his people. In the word, Philip pointed this man to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In baptism, God washed his sins away and clothed him with Christ. God saved this man from an eternity of suffering and separation in hell. The best day ever. Are you now thinking that an event you may have no memories of is the best day ever? At our baptisms, God's word was spoken and the sacrament applied. On that day, God saved us from sin, death, and hell by joining us with Jesus, the Savior of the world. The best day ever. Lord God, I thank you for sending faithful pastors to proclaim your word and to administer the sacraments for eternal salvation. I look forward with joy to the day you bring me to heaven, the best day ever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.